In California, San Diego Community College recently announced that, like many community colleges across the country, they're going to begin offering training for jobs in green technology, solar panel installation and upkeep, home weatherization and insulation. It's a big trend in schools. You remember we spoke with a school in Arizona that was training, I think it was telephone technicians, to now repair wind turbines. But are the renewable energy jobs there for these graduates? Monica Potts is associate editor for the American Prospect. She's written about the green job search. And Monica, the American Wind Energy Association told you that despite all this excitement about stimulus money going to creating renewable energy jobs, the industry as a whole actually lost 1,500 jobs last year. What happened?
Namely, the economy, as we all know, was very bad in 2009, so that prevented a lot of private investment that the industry was counting on. But it also hurt that there wasn't really big legislation to promote the renewable energy sector, namely any legislation that would tax carbon or would create a cap-and-trade system that would also effectively cap carbon emissions, because where solar and wind industry has grown across the world, it's been when national governments take really big steps to make oil, natural gas, and coal especially more expensive, which makes renewable energies relatively more attractive.
Well, and that is another problem, that people right now can't justify spending more for alternative energy, especially when times are tight. You spoke with a man named Daryl Teets. He was an auto worker who was laid off. He was eligible for the North American Free Trade Agreement retraining funds. So he did. He apprenticed with a master installer and then took over a company that runs and services residential wind and thermal systems. But what does he say about his clients?
Well, he says on the individual level, he doesn't have a lot of new clients at all. The clients he gets are still people who have a lot of money in the bank. They don't mind investing it in something that it's going to take years to kind of recoup their investments on. Renewable energy systems for homes do save money on energy bills long term, but that's a very long term savings project.
Well, for instance, one of his customers is a retired Air Force colonel who bought a solar water heating system in 1956 for about $900. And by 1985, he'd figured out that that had saved him $40,000. But, you know, that's somebody who's had solar water heating since 1956. And you talk about pressures from governments around the world to, you know, force people and businesses to look more closely at alternative energy. What are some of the things that other countries are doing?
Well, one of the biggest things that a lot of countries in Europe, like Germany, are doing is a system called a feed-in tariff that allows utility companies to pay customers for the electricity that they save by using those home systems. That would encourage individual adoption by homeowners, and it also helps utility companies more easily meet their renewable energy requirements. In a lot of countries in the European Union, they're soon to be required to meet 20% of their output by renewable energy sources.
Well, here in the U.S., we can't even get the energy bill through.
That's right, and it definitely looks like that's not happening anytime soon. The incoming House seems particularly hostile to revisiting any kind of climate legislation.
Well, and so meanwhile, what's happening with these community colleges? You spoke to people at one in Clifton Forge, Virginia. They applied for stimulus grants to start a green jobs training program. They started it this past summer.
Yeah, community colleges across the country have really been getting these grants to start programs for people who can repair wind turbines and install solar panels in homes. The Department of Labor and the Department of Energy have been passing out grants to both try to help community colleges start those programs and then to help communities start weatherizing homes. But neither of those is really big enough to ensure a consumer market long term for the renewable energy sector. So while there was some need for more wind turbine technicians, the need for wind turbine technicians in the future isn't going to be as great as the number of people that we're probably going to be churning out in these programs.
Well, what happened to the money in the stimulus? There was supposed to be $90 billion devoted to clean energy, money that was supposed to go to training programs, but also to helping companies that could someday employ graduates. What happened?
Some of those grants for clean energy really went to research institutions that are setting the wind industry or maybe building the infrastructure for the wind industry or the solar energy. All of those things are necessary, but they're not necessarily the kinds of places where they'll employ those blue-collar level jobs like wind technician training programs are going to churn out. A lot of those are going to need to employ engineers and people with advanced degrees.
Well, meanwhile, you write the end result is that America's falling behind. China, as you write, did recently tighten its renewable energy standards, and it's leapt ahead of other countries in investment, spending $35 billion on clean energy from 2005 to 2009, almost double what the U.S. spent. And, you know, you're sort of painting a picture of a country, the U.S., training workers who may end up going to China to work in this industry.
One of the gentlemen I spoke with at the community college in Virginia planned to go to Germany because he knew the wind industry was more developed there. But what really has happened is that China had a huge leap ahead of us, and so they're building a competitive advantage in building the wind turbines themselves. So even some of the money that we're spending to try to create green jobs here is going to companies in China because they already know how to make the parts, and we're not prepared to really start making the parts for wind turbines on a large scale. That's especially true in the solar energy. We make almost no solar panels here, and other countries have a huge advantage on us making solar panels.
So meantime, have you spoken to any community colleges that are suddenly saying, well, wait a second, you know, our reputation's at stake. We're not going to keep training people if we can't, if the jobs aren't there for them.
I did speak to some community colleges who took a really realistic view of what the market looks like. There are programs in Michigan especially who really try to counsel people who are interested in green jobs that this is a growing sector, that there aren't a whole lot of jobs right now, that those jobs really don't exist in Michigan, and so if they're going to do them, they're going to have to be prepared to travel around the country and probably around the world. And so those programs that work well stay very small. They train only a few workers a year, and they tell them that finding a job in their backyard right now is probably an unrealistic prospect. They also are shifting to paying more attention to energy efficiency jobs, jobs that would train people to help homes be more energy efficient instead of these wind turbine technician training jobs.
That's Monica Potts, associate editor of American Prospect. Her article is entitled The Green Job Search. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Monica, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.